Today, President Bush addressed the mounting casualties in Iraq. The president spoke to reporters after attending an Easter service with troops at Fort Hood, Texas.
It was a tough week last week, and my prayers and thoughts are with those who paid the ultimate price for our security.
In the face of the spreading uprisings, the commander of the U.S. Central Command, General John Abizade, suggested the Pentagon might extend the deployments of thousands of troops in Iraq. Today at Fort Hood, President Bush was asked about the need for additional forces.
Yeah, I've spoken to General Abizade twice in the last 4 or 5 days. He knows full well that when he speaks to me that if he needs additional manpower, he can ask for it.
One of the politicians who says we don't have enough troops in Iraq is Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut. He's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, a consistent supporter of the war, and he joins us on the telephone. Senator, you say the U.S. needs to increase the number of troops in Iraq. Where would they come from?
I've been concerned since the downfall of Saddam Hussein that we did not have enough troops in Iraq to achieve stability and security, which is the precondition to what we're all hoping for, which is a stable, modernizing, democratizing Iraq. I must say that I was encouraged during the past week that the Bush administration, Secretary Rumsfeld, has now said that he's prepared to delay the rotation out of some of our troops so that we maintain at least 135,000 there, which is the number we have now, and that if the commanders on the ground requested that he would be prepared to send additional forces in.
Would it be enough just to extend the tours of some Army divisions, as the Chief of U.S. Central Command, General Abizade, has suggested?
It may be. I'm concerned from here that that might not be enough. Remember the Powell Doctrine, Colin Powell, after Vietnam, made clear that America, when it's in a fight, should never ever again go in the fight without the troops necessary to win. And that's as true in Iraq today as it has been since Vietnam, and I want to make sure that that happens.
Well, you say we will find them. How do you do that? Do you expand the volunteer army? What about a draft?
Well, no, there's not. Look, we have 1.4 million military on active duty. We have about 1.2 million reserve and guard beyond that. Surely we can find some thousands of additional troops if it is deemed to be necessary to stop the dual terrorist insurgency from the Sunnis together with the terrorists and the Shias now in the south. Now's the time to bring to the battlefield what is necessary to restore stability and let the Iraqi people do what the majority of them want to do, which is go ahead and elect a government to control their own destiny.
Well, some of your colleagues talking about the Iraq War are using words like quagmire and Vietnam, and casualties are mounting. Do you see analogies to Vietnam?
I don't, and I resent the use of the metaphor of the Vietnam quagmire. I mean, this will only become a quagmire if we allow it to become one.
Senator Lugar, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says the U.S. may not be in a position to hand sovereignty over to the Iraqis on June 30th, as President Bush says he plans to do. What do you think?
I think we must hand over sovereignty to the Iraqis on June 30th. To not transfer authority on June 30th, I believe, runs the risk of further enraging a larger swath of the Iraqi public.
Senator, I can't let you go without asking for your reaction to the August 2001 intelligence briefing the White House declassified and released yesterday. Do you believe it was sufficient warning to spark a more aggressive approach towards al-Qaeda?
Well, in fairness, I've got to say, as a preface, that hindsight is always clearer. But if you look at the document, it is not just historical. And the question that President Bush and Vice President Cheney are going to have to answer when they come before the commission is what did they do in response to that, and could they have done more? My own feeling as this goes on is that we will be most furious about what we have known already, and that is the extent to which information was known by the FBI, by the CIA, and not brought together in a way that allowed our government to stop September 11th from happening. And you just get so furious when you say, "Now, damn it! Why wasn't all that brought together in a way that would have raised the alarm beyond what was contained in the presidential briefing?" And that's what we've got to make sure never happens again.
Senator Joseph Lieberman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. I wish you a good day.
We'll have more reaction to that declassified briefing and a report from NPR's Mary Louise Kelly later in the program. Also, stay tuned for an interview with Teresa Chambers, the U.S. Park Police Chief, who was suspended from her job after telling the press her agency lacked the funds to do its job properly.